All right, this is Reading with Roxanne, and we are recording from Bookstore One, Sarasota, at 117 South Pineapple. And I'm here today with Andrea Ginsky, and we're going to be talking about books that are quick reads in honor of spring and springing ahead.
That's right, because we have to change the time, so we're in a hurry.
Yes.
Do you want me to start?
Go ahead.
Okay, the first one I'm going to talk about is a book called When Ghosts Come Home, and it's kind of a mystery. It's by Wiley Cash, who is a Southern writer, and the reason I read this is because Wiley Cash was the host of a show that we had on Zoom during the pandemic, where it was called Readers Meet Writers, and we took part in quite a few of them, and they were great, and he was a nice guy, so I thought I'll read one of his books. So it's a really good book for a diversion. It's a mystery that takes place in a small southern town. I read it not long after the Aubrey murder in Brunswick, Georgia, which is where they chased the guy down with the car, the three men. It was pretty horrifying. Anyway, the story has some flavor of that crime because a plane crashes in this small town, and the victim, the person who dies in the plane crash, is a black man, and it's a very prejudiced white town. But the story has has some other elements where the sheriff who's investigating his daughter is coming back, and so there's a family story going on, and it's one of those tender and haunting type of stories. There's drugs and violence and a family story all at once. So anyway, it was an interesting read, and it was definitely fast. So if you're looking for a really quick read that'll just kind of take you away, it was one of those.
Okay.
So that's When Ghosts Come Home by Wiley Cash.
All right, excellent. My first one just came out. It's called Empty Theater by Jack Jemp, and he's a professor of history at UC San Diego. And what he did was he researched King Ludwig II and Empress Elizabeth of Austria, who was known as Sisi, and they were cousins. And they were close in real life, and they both felt trapped in their position as royals, and they both were sort of these renegades who tried to do what they wanted to do, but yet still follow the company line, so to speak. And the chapters interweave, so you do one with him, one with her, and then they end up being really good friends, so some chapters are coinciding. But it was a fast read and very... I felt like I was reading nonfiction a lot of times because he did so much research.
Yeah, and short chapters really move a story along.
And they both had odd deaths. King Ludwig, they're still not sure, but he actually poses, it could have happened this way, it could have happened this way. And it was just very intriguing to me.
Sounded interesting.
So that's Empty Theater by Jack Jemp.
Okay, the next one I'm going to talk about is one of our best-selling staff picks. It's Beautiful Runes by Jess Walter. And when I mean best-selling, I mean we sell this book like all the time because somebody says, I'm looking for a feel-good read, and everybody grabs it. So it's just a wonderful story. It's funny, sweet, poignant, and it's kind of like a romp, but it has a little more weight. So, you know, it's kind of a beach read, but it's not really a beach read because the story has a little more going on. And it takes place to begin in an Italian resort on the water, and a Hollywood star arrives, and the young man who's running the resort falls in love with her, but she's dying. And so there's all this poignant love going on. And then later on, when he's aged, he goes to try to find out her story in Hollywood. So there's a back and forth between the past and the present and between Hollywood and Italy. And it's just, and it is a little bit of a tearjerker. I definitely cried at the end when I read it, but I also laughed. It's one of those laugh and cry type of poignant novels. And it's a fast read, and everybody loves it. So that is Beautiful Runes by Jess Walter.
Okay, very good. I'm going to talk about a staff pick that's very highly rated, too, called Cuckoo Land.
That's right. That's
again, most of the chapters are extremely short, sometimes one page, and it centers on three time periods. Futuristic. There's a girl who's a teenager in a rocket ship, I guess you would say, or a spaceship. And then there's medieval times, and then there's also current contemporary times. And then they all connect up at the end. And he's just, Anthony Doerr is so brilliant because he uses this ancient text from Diogenes to like show that we shouldn't be repeating history over and over. And it's just really poignant.
Yeah.
Book. I absolutely loved it. It starts in the future, which I got a little nervous about at first because I didn't want something futuristic, but that's only part of it. And the medieval parts, I never would care about that time period because it's so depressing, but he makes it so alive that you're actually engaged.
You can, like Matrix takes place kind of during that, and Lauren Groff, and it's really interesting.
Yeah, it is. So Cloud Cuckoo Land by Anthony Doerr.
Okay, the last one I have is a very odd book, and it's called My Sister the Serial Killer. And it's by Wayinkin Braithwaite, and she is a Nigerian author. And this is also, it's kind of a mystery, and it's an interesting and darkly comic, though, story, and it's kind of creepy, because the two main characters are sisters, and one of them actually is a serial killer. I'm not giving it away because you find that out pretty quickly. And the other sister protects her. And, but there's a real, this, like the first book, When Ghosts Come Home, there's definitely a backstory of family that goes on. And their father plays a big role in what happens. So it's set in a hospital in Nigeria, which is how the sister finds the victims. And, the characters are different but oddly believable. And I don't know, I'd call it contemporary noir, but it's an odd read, and it is kind of fun and creepy. And I read it, my husband read it. Katia really loved it. He used to work here. So that is My Sister the Serial Killer, and the author is Nigerian Wayinkin Braithwaite.
All right, great job saying that name, Andrew.
Okay. We'll see.
The last one I want to talk about is a nonfiction book, actually. It's called The Good Life, Lessons from the World's Longest Scientific Study of Happiness.
Wow.
It is by two doctors, and it really is the longest longitudinal study, which is a big deal. But more important, it really takes you through every aspect of someone's life and gives you charts to fill out, to do some self-reflection, and then he gives you examples of this study and how people either became happy or continued to be miserable.
I've read about that.
It's very, very, and you wouldn't think nonfiction would go fast, but I was so fascinated about the lives of the people and then also my own life to start thinking about, what should I do better? Or what could I be doing with my aging parents? And they had some really good ideas, so I highly, highly recommend The Good Life. And that's by, we'd say the doctor's names, Robert Waldinger and Mark Schultz.
All right, well, we all want to have a good life.
Yes, and quick reads always
that's
work, right?
That's right, they do.
Yes, we fly through it.
Thanks.
All right, thanks, Andrea.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.